The Burt Show.
Virtual listener, she's pregnant, and for whatever reason, she feels the need to hide her pregnancy from her employer.
Mm-hmm.
And she's wondering if there's anything illegal about that. So I'm not exactly sure what the details are, but we are hoping to get her on here in just a couple of seconds.
Okay.
What?
I'm just fascinated that, and love the fact that our listeners, whenever they have a random question,
uh-huh.
like, you know, there's kind of, like, she probably had that conversation with her sister or husband or whoever she was talking to about it and said, God, I don't know this answer. I mean, what do I, should I call a lawyer? I mean, that's going to cost me $200 an hour or whatever. I don't, call the Burt Show.
I'm glad they do.
They're like, all right. And then they write an email. Like that, we should have
it's
that.
It's free.
Yeah.
You don't have to have crazy problems. You just have a question you can't answer. We're your Burtopedia.
Hey, Holly, you're on Q100.
Hey, I was actually in a situation 5 years ago, and I was pregnant, and I was debating whether or not to tell my employer. I had great health insurance with Blue Cross, and I decided to tell them, and the next week I was laid off, and I was left throughout my whole pregnancy with no health insurance. So that really stunk. So for that cause, I would say I probably wouldn't tell them.
We got to get our HR guy on, our overly enthusiastic HR guy on.
He's already dialing.
He's already down.
I'm sure.
Because I'm always torn here because we've heard that Georgia is one of those no-fault states where they can pretty much let you go for just about
mm-hmm.
anything.
Yeah.
But in a case like this, it sure seems like that wouldn't be legal.
But that all they have to do is find another – what the right to work rule means, because this is just clarified for me, like, within the past couple weeks, is some states you actually have to – like, there has to be a procedure for terminating someone where you almost have to document it and leave, like, a paper trail and say, okay, Burt, you showed up late twice last week. So you send it to him in writing and you notify him, and then, boom, and you have to be terminated for that reason, you know, to be mm-hmm. fired. And then when you're in a right-to-work state, which also means a right to be told not to work, then they don't have to do that documentation. So while legally you probably can't be fired for being pregnant, mm-hmm. if she shows up 5 minutes late one day, he can say, hey, we can't have this kind of tardiness. And let her go, and then she doesn't have a basis to come back and go, other employees are late 5 minutes.
Right.
That doesn't matter.
What did
and
they fire you for?
They didn't have a reason either. They just said business was slow. But, you know, another thing that really stunk, and I don't know if many people know this, but, you know, when you're pregnant and you have health insurance and someone lays you off, it's pre-existing. You can't go anywhere and get health insurance. And the only insurance that, you know, you're able to get besides nothing would be Medicaid, so... The situation was terrible. So
yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That sucks.
Yeah,
and I'm sure this isn't the only case of that.
Oh no!
Good luck to her. I hope nothing like that happens.
Yeah,
I think
try
a lot
to get her
of
on
businesswomen that you know get pregnant have these issues depending on who they work for, because a lot of companies don't like the idea of having a pregnant employee because they know that either, you know, there's going to be problems. There may be days that they may not be able to come in, and then they want maternity leave. And they just, unfortunately, I think too many companies see women who are pregnant as a problem.
I wonder if there's anybody listening right now that would call up and we'll put you on the voice disguiser, man or woman, that just won't hire women for this reason.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll get calls.
And again, we'll put you on the voice disguiser. No one's going to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the more shocking call is to hear a woman call up to probably say, yeah, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't hire another woman.
We'll get those calls too, yeah.
Because I can't afford to lose her
mm-hmm.
for any amount of time like that.
Mm-hmm. Especially now when if you're in a hiring position, it's like a buyer's market. Because, you know, unemployment is high. There's a lot of people available for jobs, and everybody's looking for a job that pays more money. You could probably be that picky if you were that much of a...
You probably could. Mm-hmm.
And you might justify it by saying, look... Business is tough, so I can't have a manager who a year from now is going to be taking 6 months off or 3 months. How long is maternity leave?
I don't know, but
three months, but then they'll
pat the guy on the back like, oh, congratulations on the new kid or whatever, but somebody had to have that kid. So, I think it's so unfair, and I think it's another, you know, sometimes another obstacle to throw on a woman's shoulders when she's trying to be in the workforce, you know?
We've had this debate on the show before. Is it harder to be a guy or is it harder to be a woman? Oh, man, it's not even close, dude. It's so much harder to be a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just, we would never come on today. Or maybe we will later and go, okay, what? Tell us why you won't hire guys.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take maternity leave when either of your kids were born?
Didn't I take like a couple of days?
Yeah, but like, don't you get 2 weeks or something like that
right.
if you wanted to?
They, When I told our boss at the time that I was going to take a couple of days off, this is a guy that had a couple of kids, and he sort of laughed at me about it. He said, yeah, go ahead, take the days if you want, but I'm telling you right now, you don't need them. I'm like, what do you mean I don't need them? He's like, I'm telling you, dude, there's just not a lot for you to do. Just go ahead, take your days. If you really think you need that bonding time with your kids, go ahead and do it. But look, wife is there. That's what he said. Your wife is there. Your mother-in-law is there. They're not even going to let you touch the baby. But go ahead and take the days if you want.
How many times has he been married?
I think he's been married a couple of times.
There you go. You made the right call. I think when Hayden was born, you were gone like a week, like whatever day of the week he was born.
4 days, yeah. Remember, he was born premature, mm-hmm. and he was in ICU also, so that changed the game a little bit.
But I know when Hollis was born, it was less time.
Yes.
But I think if it's, guys, don't listen to what Bert just said. If it's your wife's first kid,
go.
Plan on it a week.
Don't be dumb.
Yeah.
She delivers on a Tuesday, just tell you guys you'll see him on Monday.
Go.
Go.
Yes.
And by the way, as a side note, the boss was pretty much right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my wife wouldn't let me touch the kid, and but my mother-in-law was like, get out of the way. I got business to do here. Go turn on a game from 1992.
But you know the situation if you didn't take any time off.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't even a question. I mean, I wanted to be there. Those are days you don't want to miss. Mm-hmm. First couple of days of hanging out with your kid, you know? Let's talk to Kate, who wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Okay. Go ahead, Kate. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Hi. You are on The Voice Disguiser.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to comment on the employers that, first of all, of course, they're being illegal by not hiring someone that's a woman because they could get pregnant. But it's also, the young lady said earlier she couldn't get insurance because it was a pre-existing condition.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true either.
Now it's easier, I think.
Only if you lapse in your insurance.
Okay.
There's COBRA and things like that employers have to offer.
Right.
But hiding it from your employer, you don't have to tell them. It's HIPAA protects you from telling them. It's a medical condition.
That is not grounds for a dismissal itself, though, right?
No, you cannot say you're pregnant, you're gone. No, you cannot say that.
No, but
a right to work state, too, is you still have to be equal with that. They can still, you can still come back and say, well, they did fire me because it was a woman. The young lady that said she got laid off afterwards, I'd have got an attorney.
There are things in place, and the pre-existing condition is a whole separate issue. And yes, you can get insurance, but a lot of times you are punished for having a pre-existing condition with insurance. And, I think that, and I lost my point. I just lost my thought. I was going up the hill, and then I just fell over the side.
Fell off the bike. The skateboard's rolling down without you on
bike,
it now.
You know how my handlebars were kind of shaky.
It'll hit you
hit
about 9:15.
Yeah,
we'll be talking about something
my
totally
in 2
different.
Hours. Yes, exactly.
I know a small business who they hired a woman,
mm-hmm.
and the woman did not tell. And is Kate still on, or is she gone? Our HR. I would be interested to know the answer to this, but the woman, when she got hired,
mm-hmm.
was pregnant. And didn't reveal that.
Okay.
And it didn't come up. So then, like, 3 months into her new job, she's like, oh, I just want to let you know I'm 4 months pregnant. So now she's on board with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're required to give her maternity leave. And she is on their insurance now.
Hey, so, John. John,
hey.
Go ahead. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey, I just started doing the hiring of my job. I'm only 24, mm-hmm. And I'm just kind of working my way up in the professional world. And I was told that strictly, I'm going to hire a lady for one of the offices, that I could not hire anyone younger, anyone that could still potentially have a kid. I had to hire an older lady that was like postmenopausal.
Oh my God.
Seriously, they told you that.
My boss sat me down and told me that absolutely. And it sucks because, like, I see a lot of potential candidates that would rock, but nope.
So you have to hire, basically what they're saying is, hire the less qualified,
non-fertile
woman than the woman that could help our business.
Absolutely. And a lot of them don't have computer skills. I mean, they're not being, they're not fresh out of college or school where computers are a part of their everyday life. I'm getting hurt because I got to hire someone.
I understand.
But the boss would rather take the pay the money or put the manpower into the extra training that comes with the older person than they would risking somebody being off for 90 days because they delivered a kid and have to stay home for a couple months.
And there were plenty of calls like that one. Mm-hmm. There were plenty. There wasn't just one. Yep.
I wonder if, this is a different question for a different time, but I wonder if there are any women out there. I got to find this article that I read yesterday, but it's basically was the chronology of Sarah Palin's pregnancy with her last child and how she hid it from everybody for 6 months.
Even
and
the closest advisors to her.
And told her staff, like, on the seventh month and all this other stuff. She hid the whole thing and then went back to work 3 or 4 days after she delivered the baby. She was back in the governor's office doing meetings and stuff. I think there's any women mad at her.
That because she went back so quickly?
Right, because now if you're
a lot of women mad at her today for trying to do what she's doing, so...
If you're a male boss, if you work for a male boss and you're delivering a baby and this boss knows about Sarah Palin and is like, well, wait a minute, you're going to take a month off? You're going to take 2 months off? You're going to take 12 weeks off? Sarah Palin was back on Friday. She delivered on Tuesday.
3 days.
The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Okay, I'm going to begin to play a segment for you that aired on CNN yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
If this segment, as you're listening to it, pertains to somebody in studio, go ahead and raise your hand when you know if it pertains to you or not.
Okay.
Oh, no. And we'll see whose hand goes up first. Okay?
I'm trying to see the eye contact. Mm-hmm.
So football season getting underway, and that could mean your company's productivity is about to drop. Nearly 37 million people manage fantasy football teams, according to a recent...
Oh, there's a hand. Well, there's a hand now.
What do you know?
Whose hand just went up?
Oh, mine. It did. I don't do it at work. Well,
Jeff saw you working on your thing yesterday. That's right.
I mean, she might not have been working on it. She might have just been checking.
I was checking to see how badly I lost.
Addictive. Listen to the rest of this.
Study from a Chicago-based employment research firm. Those people spend nearly 1 hour of paid time every week drafting and trading players.
Okay, stop right there for a second, and I'll ask for some honest people to call. Anybody that I have ever met, anybody that I have ever known that is in one of these fantasy leagues puts in way more time than 1 hour a week, like they're suggesting on CNN.
Well, they're saying it's 1 hour of paid time, so they're probably like averaging it out and everything. But
still, 1 hour a week at work?
Because I saw Wendy, and I only saw it for a second, but is it through ESPN?
ESPN. Mm-hmm.
So she was on like ESPN, and I don't think she was making any trades or stuff. But I used to work with guys who would have folders that professional sports recruiters would be jealous of.
Like, I'm assuming, I think Adam Baum is in probably a couple of these things. Dylan, when he worked here, he was hardcore. Like, nothing at this radio station got done for 8 months.
They're all in my league.
They're playing the same songs over and over and over again. Well, yeah. I mean, I want to know how much time you guys are really spending on your fantasy football leagues. 404-741-Q100. And the course of any given week, at work, by the way.
Right.
Not in your spare time. Or maybe that's
Well, I think work is more...
Because you're taking time away from family also.
Yeah.
If you're on those leagues
both.
At home, too.
I guess both.
Get addictive quickly.
Yeah, because you want to know your updates, and you really, like, it becomes like a competition because it's a league with your friends. So it's like you want to beat your friends, so you're checking up on it every 2 seconds, especially on Sundays. You should see how many times people on Sundays spend on their ESPN.
Let me ask you this question. When you had to pick your team, how long did that take you?
Oh, our draft wasn't that long. It was probably about an hour.
there are some that are more intricate than others. There are some that you can go online and you just sign up and they pick your players for you.
Yeah,
and then
that's
there are
no
others
fun.
That, I mean, you got to know to pick a running back first and a quarterback second and your defense,
strategy.
You don't get picked until the 12th round.
That's what I mean. Like, so was yours because the friends are more casually into it, so you didn't have to prepare for your draft at all?
Oh, no, everybody was into it. So we were all like talking smack on, we have like a little board. Like when you do your draft, there's like a little smack board where you can just like, why'd you pick that guy? Why'd you pick that guy? No, we all picked our players live. There's two people who are probably not there to pick their players. So they were on auto draft. So they got whoever was next in their predetermined draft. So no, we were picking players from the side.
I'm assuming some of these calls are going to sound a lot like the World of Warcraft calls we took a while ago where breakups were happening in relationships.
Yes.
They demanded, you know, your wife or your husband demanded that you never play again because you were taking too much time away from the family.
Mm-hmm.
Wives checking the history on your browser to make sure you're not at CBS Sportsline or ESPN.com.
What movie was it where the guy got busted going to his baseball draft?
Oh, that was Knocked Up.
Knocked Up,
yeah.
Where she thought he was cheating on him, and instead she's hanging out in a guy's living room.
Right. That's funny.
Diana, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I think my husband has a part-time job with fantasy football. He's in two leagues. One's a keeper league. Do you know what that is?
Uh-uh.
They keep most of their players from the season before, and one's a regular league where they draft, and he probably spends about 15 to 20 hours a week between the two of them.
15?
Wow.
That is a part-time job right there.
Oh, it drives me crazy. He sits on his laptop every night, and that's all he does.
And for the people who don't, because some people this might be a foreign language, but the way a fantasy league works is you pick an assortment of play. You outfit a team using players available that are in the entire league, and then by monitoring their statistics throughout the year, you have better performing and worse performing teams. So you could have a running back from the Falcons, and you could have a quarterback from the Chargers, and you could have a defense of players from one team, offensive players from another team, and it all over the place. And you're creating. So when you're checking the stats, it's not like you just go and see how the Falcons did.
No, you're seeing.
Like you got to see how your quarterback did.
So there are individual stats about each Sunday. Sure. I mean, because I've never played.
Like you get if one player scores a couple of touchdowns, then you get a certain amount of points for that.
Okay.
If your defense, it's just there's a whole bunch.
Your defense loses points if they give up like points. So if they get a field goal,
so there's players. So each player's statistics, even on the, defensive side.
Well, defense, no, but offense.
The team. You pick the team's defense. So you would pick the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense.
So your defense is all the same team. Okay.
I'm just curious.
And it changes. It changes the way you watch the game because you're not rooting for a team when you're watching two teams play. You're rooting for people.
Okay. How much is at stake in this fantasy football league? Is there thousands of dollars?
Not his. Maybe like 600 in each league maybe is what you'll win.
How much for yours?
We just play for fun.
Bragging rights.
I know somebody who's in one where the way they get into it, they do football every year. They only do football. And they do, it's a fee. Like you pay $250 to get in and then like $100 every paycheck throughout the year. And like the grand prize is 20 grand or something like that, 25 grand. I mean, they have an accountant. Like somebody who works, and it's all in one company. So somebody who works in the finance department has volunteered to be the accountant for this draft. So they collect all the money, keep it all in a bank account, blah, blah, blah. This is how much money.
You know how stingy I am. Hell no.
This is how much money that fantasy football thing writes. They use the interest that the money earns in the bank account from the year before to fund their draft party, which is held at like in the back room of Dantana's and the whole thing's catered and everybody drinks for free.
It's big. It's big.
I appreciate a theme party.
Hey, Megan. Megan, hold on one sec for me, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Hey, Josh?
Yes, sir.
Don't go anywhere. You're going to be my final call, okay?
Alrighty.
Hey, Megan.
Hey,
morning.
How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm good. My husband and his friends wait all year long for their draft. They get together, they have this huge barbecue, they get drunk, they have their draft, they each have their own folders. My husband gets magazine after magazine in the mail the month before. He always has his draft thing up at his computer at work. It's this huge thing, and I was a huge football fan, still am. Go Dogs. But he has made me hate football season because that is all he does. We have a 2-year-old, and I swear Sunday is like football day, and it should be, but it is ridiculous.
Do you think he's spending more time, honestly, at work? Is he spending more time working, or is he spending more time?
Well, he's a very hard worker, but, yeah, I mean, he definitely, it's more than 1 hour, you know, a day. It's a lot. That the draft means everything, so... You know, and it's ridiculous, their draft. It's silly.
Yeah, I mean, people go really over the top on it. Hey, Josh, go ahead. Listen to this.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. Where are you heading?
I'm actually on my way to Gainesville. My boss, he does that whole fantasy football thing. And he doesn't only have one. He's got, like, 3 different teams. And so this morning he was doing that, and he got caught up. And he ended up sending me to Gainesville to go drop off some frames to get painted, and so I'm on my way up there right now as he's doing that as we speak. And he tried to actually get me to do it yesterday. He was trying to, I guess, draft me to fantasy football. He was, like, trying to tell me how much fun it was and everything.
Well, if he gets you involved, then who's going to do his job?
Yeah.
Well, he's actually the owner of the company, so I don't think he really has to do anything, but he just sends us off. It's really funny, though. It cracks me up.
So stuff that he would normally be doing, he's sending you out to do so he can stay and do his draft and do his fantasy football?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's how bad it gets. That's the boss.
And I love how these are the very people that made fun of the World of Warcraft people.
Right.
But guess what? You're not any different.
It's different. It's sports.
It's not any different. Like, you make fun of people for dressing up and doing geeky things. Well, let's see. That's what you do. You put your face paint on and you skip work to do this. So it's the same thing.
And we're all complaining we don't have enough time, but there
exactly.
We are super poking each other on Facebook and spending 7 hours a day.
In the day.
I know. I don't know how they do it.
Hold on. What are you looking at, Wendy?
I was looking at the new
AFL Week 1.
Yeah, they write up how we all did.
There it is.
The Burt Show.
So I don't want us to be tainted by hopeless romance, because mm-hmm. it can still happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to prove it to you right now. And it always seems to come in the form of senior citizens.
Am I going to cry?
I don't know. I thought it was a pretty cool story when I heard it this morning. And it just sort of proves that you can always fall in love. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you're 17, if you're 27,
right.
Or if you're 90-something years old. It can always happen. Here's the story.
Talk about a love story for the ages. The bride-to-be in her 80s, the groom in his 90s. This couple's relationship started with letters. And today it blossomed into the words, I do. Channel 3 Eyewitness News reporter Katie Zachary had a front row seat at the wedding and is here to tell us about it. Katie?
Al, this couple shows us that you can find love at any age and you're never too old to get married.
I have a chance to take you, Thelma.
It's a wedding unlike most. The ceremony in a nursing home. The bride, an 85-year-old native of Australia. Her groom, a minister, 4 years shy of 100. And today, they joined their lives together in front of family and friends.
I don't feel nervous at all. I just feel plain excited.
Now Thelma Christofferson moved to Kimberly Hall in Windsor after her husband of 60 years, who was from Connecticut, passed away. She submitted an article to a military magazine about her life as a young bride during World War II. Chauncey Christofferson, who's from Washington State and a former military, read her memoir. The two started corresponding, and in 7 months, they fell in love.
We actually fell in love the old-fashioned way.
Chauncey flew out to Connecticut to visit.
I already knew who to look for, and I knew her room. I walked right into her room without unannounced.
Attaboy. Each has been married before, but this time around is uniquely special.
To be in love at 85 and 96 is just simply wonderful. It's nice to be loved.
And I don't think anyone can disagree with those words. Now, many ask Thelma, why get married at such an old age? She simply says, have you ever been in love? Katie Zachary, aww, Channel
see,
3,
it can
Eyewitness
happen.
News.
It is out there. It is out there.
You
just have to wait till you're 85.
There's an 11-year age difference, so they've reached age where there is no such thing as an icky factor, I guess, anymore. No, I'm just kidding. But 96 and 85.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And the way they met.
Let's do the math. Half of 95 is 48.
Plus 7.
47 and a half.
Okay, she's all right. She's in the clear.
He doesn't even know he could go to a 60-year-old. He blew it.
Oh, my God.
He could have gotten so much.
Come on, let it go.
Stop. He's in love. leave the room.
Yeah. I mean, we finally got ourselves a good story.
Leave the room.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that guy probably didn't know what the equation would let him do.
Whatever.
Walked right in her room unannounced.
And I love that he was the one reading the article, and he's like, I'm going to do something about this. I'm going to find that little lady. Walks right on in the room.
I'm going to find my little lady.
I'm going to make her mine.
Sweet.
I knew exactly what I was looking for. What do you say? I knew her room number.
Went right in there. Here it comes, baby. Here I am. Love. Destiny.
The Burt Show.